This is In Focus on WSIU. Ornithologist and ecologist Mike Baltz is back with his monthly essay on the natural history of Southern Illinois.
When I was a kid, I went squirrel hunting with my dad and grandpa mostly. We hunted a handful of woodlots embedded in a matrix of soybean and corn fields near our hometown of Millstadt. I haven't hunted squirrels for almost 50 years now. But every year lately, I threaten to do it again as I walk the oak and hickory-studded ridges of Trail of Tears State Forest, watching the little gray squirrels hop along the forest floor or leap from tree to tree. I remember my mother's squirrel stews fondly, and my mouth waters. Where I see fox squirrels these days is in my walks around Campus Lake or across campus. Fox squirrels are known to occupy more open forests and are supposedly less arboreal than gray squirrels, but I don't remember that part from my hunting days. Maybe that's a difference between city and country fox squirrels. FYI, the white squirrels in Alney are albino gray squirrels, and there are black gray squirrels up north, thanks to a genetic mutation that is selected for because black coats provide better heat retention in colder climates. To be thorough, I should also mention that we have flying squirrels in southern Illinois, but they are nocturnal and rarely seen. As common as gray and fox squirrels are around here, I'd suggest that most folks don't know much about them, myself included, until recently. For example, I was some version of today years old when I learned that squirrel nests, those stick and leaf structures so noticeable in the trees this time of year, are officially called drays. Squirrels will use drays to raise young in and as shelters in winter, with multiple squirrels sometimes sharing a dray during cold nights. Everybody knows that squirrels love nuts. Acorns and other nuts are not only abundant most years, but high in protein and fat, and squirrels are busy year-round stashing them here and there for later use. I've read that a single squirrel may bury up to 3,000 nuts across its territory to prepare for winter. Fun fact, squirrel brain size expands 15% to 30% with the onset of winter, likely an adaptation to help individuals remember where those thousands of nuts are buried. And there has been some fascinating research into how squirrels locate hidden nuts. Still, many of those buried nuts are never found, making squirrels important agents of forest regeneration. And did you know that the squirrel breeding season begins in December, with the first young born in mid-February, right around this time? Baby squirrels are referred to as kits or kittens, and litters are usually 2 to 3 kits. Older females can have 2 litters a year, with a second breeding season happening in midsummer. Females raise their young alone and defend the area around their nests. Male squirrels are not territorial like male birds can be. Several males will have overlapping home ranges, only competing briefly with other males to mate with females in estrus. If you've ever observed several squirrels chasing each other, you've possibly observed a mating chase. Multiple males often chase one female, fighting among themselves to establish dominance, with the strongest male usually mating first. The average lifespan of a squirrel is about 2 years, and squirrel populations are pretty tightly coupled with food availability. In good years, with lots of acorns and hickory nuts, winter survival is higher, and litter sizes are larger, causing population booms. Squirrels are preyed on by a variety of wild animals, and of course, millions of squirrels are killed by cars annually. Hunters in Illinois also harvest approximately 500,000 squirrels annually, with a pretty even split between gray and fox. In the end, friends, Our adaptable tree squirrels are likely some of the few wildlife species that are not declining in this moment in North American history. And as such, it may be time for me to go out squirrel hunting again. It's been too long since I've had some squirrel stew.
That's Southern Illinois ornithologist and ecologist Mike Baltz. You can hear his nature commentaries on air and online at WSIU.org.